Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. You want to keep in touch with us? You can do that on Twitter. We're at IOB_NewsHour. Our Facebook page is also out there. And you can subscribe to our long-form business interviews on iTunes and on Podbean. All you have to do is Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we will be right there. If you want any other information about what we do during the daytime, anyway, our website for our advertising agency is insightcubed.com. That's insight, C-U-B as in boy, E-D.com. You can find all of our blogs there as well. Now, the first quarter is here. Okay, we all know that. For many businesses, it's a sobering reality. For others, it's full of opportunity. Let's take a look at a marketing tip for you. Those businesses who remain aggressive in their marketing efforts will continue to build on past successes. They know now is not the time to disappear from the consumer radar. So what I'd like to do is offer you some tips on how to better stay top of mind and turn the first quarter of 2017 positive. All right, tip number one, stay in the game. I was visiting with a radio media professional just last week who told me advertisers are starting to understand that taking the first quarter off is a self-fulfilling prophecy of doom. This is exactly what he said. Quote, I think the recession taught advertisers a lesson. Those advertisers who stayed in the game and continued to market their goods and services picked up market share from their competition. It used to be that in our business, and he's in the radio business, I could take a couple of weeks off in January. But today, I'm at the office scheduling advertising and filling our radio inventory for January and February. These advertisers have learned that it's now a 12-month season. And he is so correct. You can't afford to take time off. You got to be in front of the consumers all the time. Top of mind awareness is critical. So the first tip for you is stay in the game. Number two, use video. You know, we are strong believers in video, always have been. Consumers eat it up like crazy, and today there are dozens of ways to create and use video content. Now, studies have shown that consumers who view video are 1.8 times more likely to purchase than non-viewers. And because of social media, your video can be viewed and shared across a wide range of channels. Now, if you're doing email marketing, and this is really interesting, you should also be aware of the fact that when you use the word video and it's posted in the subject line of your email campaign, there is a massive increase in the open rate. And, you know, we send out from the Business News Hour every Monday a Monday memo telling individuals who we talked to last week and who we're going to talk to in the coming week for our guest list. So I tried it this past week, and I put video in the subject line. And, you know, we had a 25% open rate on our emails. That's pretty good, 25%. Ask anybody in the business. That's almost unheard of. So it really does work. So use video. And we did, by the way, have a video in the email blast, so just so you know. Number three, visual content wins. We've said this for years. Less is more when it comes to marketing. Consumers don't have the time, or really, frankly, they don't have the interest in reading long pages of copy in your print ads, on your website, in your newsletter, whatever it happens to be. So use images as often as possible to drive home the point of your message. And if you can, use organic visuals rather than stock photography. Why? Well, it shows that you've taken the time to tell your story rather than buying it. Get visual. Number four, stay connected. Now, you already have a firm client consumer base. You already know that. I mean, there's already people who love you. So stay connected with them through your blog, newsletter, and an occasional handwritten note of appreciation. Staying top of mind means that you need to stay connected to your best customers. And those best customers lead us into the next point. You need to start your referral marketing campaign now. I recently wrote about how to get started in referral marketing. Once again, you already have brand warriors out there. Now's the time to weaponize them and allow them to help influence consumers who may not know how your product or service can benefit them. While it might be the first month of the new year, it does not mean that you're too late to capture more market share in the first quarter. But you gotta get started. Hey, thanks so very much for listening. When we come back, we've got more from the Business News Hour. You can check out all of what we do each and every day by following us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Or, of course, you can go ahead and read our radio blog. Just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we'll be right there. Back with more in just a minute.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn.